Gini kein Dab, man sagt es, wenn man sich davon da beginnen, du gehst es mit, du gehst es mit, du gehst es mit, so wie kann man sich bechabe. I only held like him, like Rav Shimon, like in one of the two halachas, so it's not a right word, Rav Shimon himself. Now, it says, and he's answering the question, he says, and the Gemara did not want to say the subak Rabbanon, that he holds a Rabbanon, so it's not right to Rav Shimon at all. No, the Mekinim, that's the case, and Tifshit, the Mekinim, Rabban, Rav Kananim, at least he would be able to prove that, that you could keep it. Mikamakam, however, says Tosis, yes, lifshit the halacha kemoisa b'Rav Kananim. We at least can prove that looks like Rav, at least regarding Rav Kananim, because we see that he at least did like him, like by Rav Kananim, that you could keep it. Next says Matar at the beginning of the Gemara, but Tzricha Yarech Shat b'Chulum, he returned it after 12, even though it was after 12 months. Pirush, in other words, Hin Atman Hechzer, that the thing itself, that donkeys themselves, are returned. That's the chiddush. Although he only had to give only really its monetary value. Like we learn later on the chafkasim beis, anything that does work and consumes metabel by yod beis chiddush. You only hold on to it for 12 months, like these donkeys. Afterwards, some demand, you evaluate how much money, and then you just put the money aside. And that's the chiddush of the finim shadun to give the animals back itself even after 12 months. But he had it for 12 months. Rashi explains differently. He found it after 12 months. That it was lost, and that is, you would assume that he was meyayish, and still he returned it. Which Tosa Kasha is difficult. From where would you know that the guy who finds it could keep it? The Ibn in meyayish, that the one who lost it is not giving hope. Even though it's after 12 months for him, but he thinks that the guy who finds it will think that he didn't lose it such a long time ago. And they will announce it. So Tosafot wonders, how would Rashi know that you're assuming the guy would be Miyash after 12 months? He went beyond the letter of the law. Now, Ma'asher Yasun, from the Pesach, Asher Yasun, Nafkam, and the Kamon, we learn later on, but the Flaman Rebbeis, that's where we know the halacha of doing Lefnimish is Adem. So Tosafot, it's a wonder, because the Lay Maisik Kra Hacha. The Gemara doesn't bring that Pesach over here, the Maisik Kamon, like the Gemara brings later on, but the Rebbe Shmuel. About showing a coin to the money changer, and turns out it was bad, where he also went beyond the law. Brings actually a different possibility. You should go in a good way, which is only from the words of the Navi. And b'shavik kra the Asher Yasun, and leave the pasuk Asher Yasun, shemit divrei Torah, which is biblical. So why sometimes does it mention the pasuk, does not mention the pasuk, and it's a different pasuk? The Shem, as we can say, is the loy ma'isik kra, the Asher Yasun. We don't mention the pasuk of Asher Yasun, el b'makom, only in a situation, shachem chayavim, that others would be obligated. But who part of that person himself is exempt? Kamali, like the Gemara in Baba Kama, b'mar dina da acherim, the b'mar dina, when you show the coin, da acherim, the boy lemela of chayavim, others that should have learned to Allah and they made the wrong call, they're liable. But Reb Chia, the loy boy lemela, that he doesn't have to learn because he's well versed. But he would be exempt. Well, if Nimish or Sadin Shilim, Grand Little Law, he paid Kamayachem, like by others. That's when you bring the Pasik. Chem of the Rabbi Shmal. So to the story of Rabbi Shmal, the Zakim Rabbi Lefi Chvaydahab, it was really his elder was beyond his dignity. But others are chayav to do that Shabbos Abedah. But Aslav Nimish Sadin, and he went beyond the Little Law, Kamayachem, like others. That's when you quote the Pasik Ashayasin. Now, Bahacha Bishmait, but here in our Sogi, the Hadrino, Basar, Tracy, Akhishata, that he returned it after 12 months, Kulam, everyone would be exempt. Does not bring the pasuk over here. Now, but because of beyond the letter of law, he had to return it. Since he wasn't losing any money. The Gemara over there, and Parakol Omnin, regarding these porters, that broke the barrel for him, they made a big loss for him. Now, because of beyond the letter of law, they won't have to cause a personal loss for Lefnim Shazdin. That's what brings a different pasuk, that you go in the good way. That requires a whole new pasuk, a whole new concept of even to suffer a loss. That's what the Gerasinan, that's the Gersa. They came from the Rav, which is because he's the one who has the halacha of Barsash and Salman Ayin. Now, so it's about full of this from the Garcia Abaye, and however, even according to the text that said that they came in from the Babaya, Park Shapra still is, we're asking, well, Mebosach Zama Ayin, from the halacha of, oh, when you didn't see the meat, is it problematic enough? Because the Abagav like Hamlin Kirab, although we don't rule like Rab, because the precious layer, like we said, and how we know them in the Park Beg and the Shem, the Gemara asked them, hold up, Tadi Hamid Bez, Deborah Abbechel about Achabis, according to Rab, how could you eat meat? You turned away for a second, maybe it's us, it's Bosach Zama Ayin. So something that the Gemara doesn't rule like Rav. So what are we asking if it's for Abaya, if we don't pass it like him? If it's Rav, fine. But still says there's Mekamok and Park Shabbos, still the Gemara is asking, well, because the Kibin the Chazi Hamleitzi, since the guy who finds it saw, Sha'efesh Licham Shem, that it was a bird who threw it over there, a Philemon the Polygagab, even those who disagree with Rav, might the Hakad also would agree with that it would be forbidden because the Amr, not Lamir Sharubakanan, maybe took it from, it's a very, there's definitely a flag over here, I think maybe took it from a city the majority are non Jews. Shana is a Gemara answers, but Amr Bode Ehu, that the guy was standing and he saw it, Shnat Lamir, that it took it from a city, Sharuba Tabachi Israel, that majority of the butchers are Jewish. Whereas Larab, my Rukund Rab would be have to be told, but Amr Bode Ehu, Shnat Lamir Tabachi Israel, that he saw that it took it actually from the front of the Jewish butchers. Because Rav is obviously more strict in Basach and Salman Ayin, you can't not see it for a second. Next is Mata Bikin Lugdimah, Harisha of the Bukhulu. Says to us the truth is who are the Nignav, who simply would be stolen, whereas because Ravagav the Avalu Signav, even though the guy violated not to steal, Avalu loved in the veil, he's not going to violate the negative prohibition of something not kosher. Now, but the Sefta, the second Perek of Chulin, Tanya Hedda explicitly says, Harisha of the Oy Nignav. Now, Bacha Nekut Avdu, so why does it say over here specifically that it was lost? Or the Moshe is just saying that's the norm versus something being stolen. Next is Matta Bidgin with the Gemara, Shematsamba Ashba, found in the garbage. Now, Taisik qualifies, says, Beperekam the Chulun and Afyad Bez, Mepharis, the Gemara explains, when it says Nirin Divri Behuda, Rebbe Hananya, Keshematsan Ba'ashba Shabeshok, that he agrees that when it was found in the garbage in the street, because even he doesn't disagree about Ashmish of Abayis, it's only the garbage in the house. And they both agree that in the house itself is okay. In the garbage in the street, it's not okay. In the garbage in the house, that's where their machlekes is. In the story over here, which we're saying is telling that machlekes, where you find it on the road, beloy ash, but now in the garbage, havaka Ashmish of Abayis, the same middle ground as what a garbage is in the house, and therefore it's telling that machlekes. That's the Garcina. Now, that's difficult because even though it never mentioned Rabami and Rabasi, it mentioned Rabami first. Rabami Rabasi, or Kahani Chashib Arad Yisrael, they were the respected Kahani Eretz Yisrael. So, Avagav Chagal Menu, so it sounds like that he was the greater one of the two. So, what's he coming and asking Rabasi? Says Taisi, ain't him, it's not a wonder Shabbalah Fanab Lishol that is coming to ask him. Because he was his friend. And even though he was the lesser, it could be his asking. Now, Abba Igas in Rababa, but if the Gir says he came in from Rababa, well, that's definitely because Rababa, he Tamidish Rabami. Rababa was a student of Rabami. Kinemucha Kabinascha Rababa, the Gemusha was Daf Memzayin Manalov. So the question of Echai Balafanov, how would it be that he would be coming in front of him? Either Gir says Lailam or Lishol to ask, and that takes his mind. It's difficult if he's his Talmud.